This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. There is something for everyone to explore their personal and professional lives here in South Dakota, and I mean everyone. Dakota Abilities gives adults with disabilities opportunities to thrive in our community, and now Dakota Abilities is continuing its mission by beginning another new housing project to support people with high levels of medical need. And joining us in the studio from Dakota Abilities, we have Shelly Johnson. She's the Director of Development, Heidi Loaf, the Director of Residential Services, and Marty Jolly, the Director of Nursing with Dakota Abilities. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very good.
We're doing great. All right, so it's good to have you, Shelly, on again, and Heidi, welcome to Marty. Now, this is very exciting with Dakota Abilities, but before we get into the project and the organization itself, tell us a little bit about you. Shelly, let's give you the mic first.
Sure. Well, good morning. Shelly Johnson, Director of Development. I've been with Dakota Abilities since September of 2023. Thrilled to be here working with this wonderful organization. And we're just celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. So we started in 1965 as United Cerebral Palsy. So we've been celebrating that all year and we'll continue to do that, just really helping to advocate for people with disabilities.
Isn't that amazing to hear 60 years 60 in the
years.
Community?
Yeah.
Is that hard to believe for you to think about it? Even though you haven't been with the Dakota Abilities a long time.
I have been with them for 60 years.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful thing to recognize and acknowledge just how much things have changed in the last 60 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Marty, the Director of Nursing, hello.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your role.
Yeah, so I am the Director of Nursing at Dakota Abilities, and I started my career supporting adults with disabilities in Brookings, South Dakota, and I thought that maybe it would be a short-term gig, but I absolutely loved it. I found that supporting adults with disabilities was what I was passionate about, and so I have spent the majority of my career since supporting them. I saw what the nurses were doing in my first job and thought, that looks good and that looks like something that I can do. And so that's why I went back to school to become a nurse and have been doing that since.
You haven't regretted it, in other words.
Not at all. Totally the right decision, the best move I could have made.
Yeah, we wouldn't be anywhere without our nurses today, really. And we also have Heidi Loaf on with us, Director of Residential Services. Hi, Heidi.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. So remind everybody who you are again with Dakota Abilities.
I'm Heidi Loaf. I'm the Director of Residential Services at Dakota Abilities. So I oversee everything residential and where people are living and the services we provide when you're at home.
Yeah, absolutely. 60 years, Dakota Abilities. What is the mission of Dakota Abilities for anyone who isn't familiar with what you are all about?
So our mission is really simple. It says we create a warm and welcoming community, enriching the lives of those we support. So that's really it in a nutshell. So we very deliberately chose to use the word support instead of the word serve, because we want to support and uplift people with disabilities and help them live their lives to their fullest potential. And by doing so, that means through residential housing, through the nursing care. It also means that we provide people a number of opportunities during the day. For day services, that means enjoying everything that our community has to offer. So the adults we serve range in age from perhaps 19 or 20 when they're leaving the spec ed program through our school district. We currently have somebody with us who is 95 years old. So it ranges a wide range of people, a wide range of abilities, and we work really hard to make sure everybody's fulfilled.
And this is across the Sioux Empire, Dakota Abilities, correct?
This is in Sioux Falls.
Okay.
So we are one of 20 community support providers in the state of South Dakota. And so with that, we are located in Sioux Falls. We have 17 homes in Sioux Falls. We have our day services program at Longfellow, which is a Monday through Friday. We also, we have the 24/7 nursing care, and we also offer physical habilitation services for people as well for their balance and comfort, because many people who are with us are in wheelchairs,
yeah,
and don't have that good mobility. So helping them strengthen and maintain what they have.
What's something that maybe people don't know about Dakota Abilities? You've been around for 60 years, but there are always people coming into the Sioux Empire and becoming new residents here.
I think we get kind of mixed up in the same name with some of the other community support providers, which is fine. Unless you have a relative or a friend with perhaps a disability, you might not have a reason to interact with us. But we really try hard in our social media through opportunities like this to really define who we are. We support 140 adults. So we're maybe by comparison just a tad bit smaller than some of our other community support providers in the state. But we play a very vital role in helping people, all sorts of people, but specifically we can help people that have the highest medical needs. That's really what our niche is.
How do you feel knowing that you are changing lives and making a difference for your 140 adults?
That's probably a great question for Marty or Heidi.
Oh,
I feel great about it. I have the fun job, I think, of interacting with people in social media and marketing and development. These guys are much more hands-on than I am.
Yeah.
This field is one that so many of us who work in, we didn't start our lives thinking, this is what I'm going to do. We happened into discovering that this field existed. And you fall in love. You fall in love with the work that you do, with the people that you work with. You like walking into work and everybody's excited to see you and walking down the hall and knowing everyone's name. So it's just a very rewarding place to work. And in that warm and welcoming feeling that Shelley was talking about, it's truly there and it makes you want to go to work every day.
Would you agree with that, Marty? Just that warm feeling and loving what you do every day?
Absolutely. And I think it's apparent from the minute that staff walk into new staff training that we are a different employer and a different place to work. And all of us, you know, staff get to meet all the directors when they start out in new staff training, names with faces. They know who, you know, who they can go to if they have big questions or big concerns. And from that moment, we're able to tell them that we're there because of these people, that we love what we do, that we're sincere in that when we say it, like we really mean it. And I'm always able to say, like, this will probably be your favorite place that you've ever worked. I truly believe that. That's what I have found. This is where I plan to retire. And, you know, give us a chance, and I believe that you'll feel the same way. It is just from the moment they come in that they start to feel that family feel there. It is really different, and it is really mission-focused. A lot of people have a mission and might not walk that path every day, but that's absolutely what we're doing.
That's a good point, too. If you're just listening, we are talking with our friends at Dakota Ability, Shelley Johnson, Heidi Loaf, and also Marty Jolly. She is the director of nursing. Now, the last time you guys came to the studio, we talked about these amazing homes that you were rebuilding. And since that last time, how has that been going?
It is wonderful. We actually moved 16 people into new homes. So actually four new homes. We built two twin homes. So each of those twin homes has two separate, entirely separate homes of four people. And we have everyone moved in and everybody is loving their new environment. Many of the people used to share bedrooms. Nobody shares bedrooms anymore. Pretty much everyone has their own access to their own bathroom as well. So it's just been a really great shift and a really great move for a lot of folks.
And this was a long time coming to redo these homes and kind of to start the next chapter for those with Dakota Abilities.
Yes. When I first started my career at Dakota Abilities about over 12 years ago here, we had, I believe, six or seven locations with people sharing bedrooms. And as of our second move-in date, which I think was March 5th, we no longer have anybody sharing bedrooms or sharing any space. Everybody has their own space to have their own bedroom.
Yeah. So. And then that's always an independent feeling, you know, to give them that sense of responsibility and just feeling that sense of accomplishment, too, when they are on their own. Can you give someone like me, for example, an idea of what it's like inside these rooms or the homes that you did rebuild?
Sure. You know, I would just say, think about any new construction home that you've been in. it's going to look a lot the same. You're going to have your nice, big, open living room, dining room, kitchen area that is beautiful, updated. The big differences, I would say, is that, you know, most of us don't have an ensuite bathroom in every one of our bedrooms, which we put in our homes. And then we also add an additional bathroom that has a whirlpool in it for people who might have some skin integrity concerns. And that way they're able to have that level of care of a whirlpool tub. But otherwise, from the outside, you would drive by these homes, they're going to look exactly like anywhere else. You're not going to be able to tell they're any different. And on the inside, it's just a little bit of extra room. And we're probably going to have some automatic door openers on those exterior doors. You're going to have overhead lifts installed in the bedrooms. So people who might use a wheelchair or need help with their mobility, we have some lifts to help that person transfer.
So when you're talking about breaking ground on these new twin homes, this is going to be exciting for Dakotabilities, and it's something that can benefit not just the people you support with Dakotabilities, but also the community as well.
Yes, there are just so few places that support people with the level of medical need that we support. So these new locations are going to be set up in the twin home style, like I spoke of, but we're going to go from one location of 16 people to four locations of four and still have that nurse right available to assist anybody right there. So it's helping people to feel like they have more of their own space. It's less like, you know, any type of community living and just more like a regular home.
Yeah, I guess for Marty, when it comes to nurses with Dakotabilities, what's a typical schedule like for them, and how is this new groundbreaking going to impact their day-to-day?
I mean, from a nursing perspective, a lot of it's going to be very similar to how it is now, because these two homes will be near in proximity to each other, which allows the nurse, you know, even if there's 3 feet of snow on the ground, the nurse can still get across the street to the other home with individuals that have high medical needs. So we can still be right there to support them. The nurses, you know, we have 12-hour shifts, overnights and day shifts. And then we also have some kind of Monday through Friday shifts, 7:30 to 4 p.m., and so they're just kind of switching in and out of those different shifts from week to week. They really enjoy what they're doing. I think the biggest difference with this location is a little further west than the other one. And so they might not be doing as much driving back and forth to our day services location, but we'll be able to stay closer to that home and nearer to the people that we're supporting that are living in those new locations. Some of the differences between these houses and some of our others is with the medical complexity of the individuals that are going to live in these homes. You know, before, when you're looking at a home with 16 people who are high medical needs, you're just making sure that you can fit your equipment and you're kind of trying to put it in all sorts of different places. Now, this is really people living in their own rooms. And so, of course, we need the storage space for the extra medical supplies, but we need their rooms to be comfortable and not set up like a nursing room. Like, you know, for them to feel that this is my space, this is where I'm comfortable. It's not all about medical equipment, it's about me. So, yes, we're going to make sure that they have extra outlets because they might need several different pieces of equipment just to help them if they get short of breath or things like that. So we're going to make sure they have the outlets. We're going to make sure if the power goes out that we have the generator in this location so that they can still use that necessary equipment. The nurse is still going to be there. So if someone goes into cardiac arrest, we can immediately assist that person and assist the staff in being calm and properly handling that situation. So we're still near, but also that person doesn't have to try to figure out how to get along with 15 other people. They can get along with 3 other people. And how different is that in your life when I get to choose 3 people that are going to help me enjoy my life and that I'm going to do some of my biggest and most fun things with, but I can still go out and do things with anybody else as well, just like everybody else. And you can't tell the difference between my home and the next.
Oh, sure. And I know the saying of, you know, you only really have like 3 to 5 good friends in life. So that's perfect for these new homes that are going to be built.
And for these individuals with the medical complexity that we're able to support at Dakotabilities, which is so unique, what we do for people in our area is we're allowing people the opportunity to live in their community in a home and not have to be in a nursing home at a young age or some other sort of care setting just because they have medical needs beyond that of everyone else in their life. If I'm 20 years old just because I have a feeding tube or a catheter, I shouldn't have to be in a nursing home. I should be able to be in a home with peers that I can talk with and interact with and have fun with. And that's the opportunity that we give these people is we've got these 17 different locations. Let's find the one that works for you, and we're going to have the nurse ability to support you in that location.
So really the need to bring this new project to life is accessibility, easy yep. access to supplies, equipment, whatever you need, and also just living your best life, essentially.
Yes, absolutely. That you don't have to be in a large setting that doesn't look as homey as what you really want in a home. You want to walk in the door and feel like it's home, that it's not a congregated environment or anything like that. And so Decodability has worked so hard to give people the opportunity to walk in the door at the end of the day and say, I'm home, and this feels like home. And their families and friends are walking in and saying, oh my gosh, this is a beautiful house. I would live here. Yes, you would. It's absolutely beautiful.
And that's wonderful to hear. So how does one person start this big project? What are the phases that we're looking at right now?
I will just say that there is no one person involved.
Well, that was figured in the speech, but yes.
Us building these different homes, it all started years ago, honestly, with planning and thinking about what do people want? What do people need? And who are we and who do we want to be for the people that we provide services for? So it's been a lot of planning and a lot of years. And the immediate process, you have to find a builder. You have to find somebody who knows how to construct homes that might have a few extra things inside than others. You know, we talked about those lifts and a whirlpool tub, and we put sprinkler systems into our homes and other things that are for safety that are going to make sure that if something happens that people are safe. So you have to find a builder, and you have to work with development of the blueprints and of the plans and make sure, Marty talked about having those outlets in this new home, instead of two plugins, we need four in everywhere that we plug things in because we're going to have more equipment here. So it's thinking through all those details and what we need and what spaces we really truly need. So a lot of people go into the planning.
We're talking about the exciting updates coming up for Decodability. Shelly Johnson, Director of Development. Heidi Loaf, she's the Director of Residential Services. And Marty Jolly, she is the Director of Nursing. How much does it cost to build and renovate these homes? If you can take a ballpark guess.
Our homes, it's about $1.5 million to build one of these homes. So it's a little bit of money that we're looking to raise and come up with to build these homes.
Is this kind of your response to the growing population here?
It is. So we all know, as living in Sioux Falls, the residents here, how much have we grown in the last 5 years? We were at a time adding, 5,000 to 7,000 people a year to the population.
Yeah.
So keeping up with not only keeping up with that demand, but meeting that demand. The last thing that we would ever want to do is have somebody in need of our services be put on some big, long waiting list. And we do hear that from people who move from other states into South Dakota. So just to clarify, if you are a South Dakota resident, you can qualify for our services. There is a process to it that you have to, go through. But we don't want to put people on a waiting list. We've had situations, I'm going to just give an example of one young man and his father who were in a car accident. His father passed away and he survived. And our director of admissions worked tirelessly to get him into Decodabilities to find housing and day services. So we have a mission statement. We have a strategic plan. And we follow that very, very closely to ensure in all categories of that strategic plan that we are meeting and exceeding the needs of people in Sioux Falls. And we also have a goal that once a home is finished and ready to be for people to reside in it, that within, I think, 3 months, that house is full, that we are not sitting with empty rooms.
So what is the goal, would you say, to ribbon cut these homes, the opening of these homes?
For the new homes that we're planning, I think we're looking at maybe the second quarter of 26, Heidi, or is that
about this time next year
to have these homes lived in. And even just going back to what Heidi had talked about, too, finding a lot where it can be slab on grade. So we're not having a basement, because the homes have to be accessible for everyone who lives there. So we have specific requirements for where we can even build these homes, too. So we were very fortunate to find and purchase lots in very, very close proximity to the twin homes that just opened.
That's wonderful. How can people help Dakota Abilities during this project?
So just this awareness of what's happening. So as I mentioned, you know, I guess I would be remiss as development director. We are raising money, obviously, for these homes. We are also selling some properties that we have. So we're not raising money for the entirety of the cost. So we'll have some homes that are been remodeled that have served a purpose since the 1990s. I think the one that's replacing nursing has been open since the 1980s. If I'm not mistaken. So those will be sold. So that will help pay for these new homes. But we live in a very generous community, and it is up to myself, our executive director, opportunities like this to tell the story. People can contribute to this fundraising endeavor that we're taking on to raise money for these homes.
I'm sure everyone with Dakota Abilities and those that do benefit from Dakota Abilities, I'm sure they're excited about this too.
They are. We have a very generous donor base. We have families that are very supportive. We are very fortunate in what we're able to do with the stories that we can tell and the stories that we can share that do inspire people to give. If it's $100 or if it's $10,000 or if it's $100,000, anything that you donate to Dakota Abilities goes towards its intended purpose. We are not taking any donated funds to pay for operations or salaries. Everything goes towards its intended purpose. So if it's construction or if it's day services, the donor decides where they want their donation to go to work.
And if it is for the twin homes, just remind everybody the location of where they're going to be in town.
So they're in a new development out by Jefferson High School on North Marion Road. And there's a beautiful new development out there. So that's where our existing homes that opened in March are, and they'll be in close proximity to those.
Oh, wonderful. So donations, what are other opportunities people can get involved with Dakota Abilities?
We love volunteers. We just had a group, we just had a really fun group at Longfellow Center where our day services take place there this morning. And a group, just to do something as simple as come in and play bingo with people who are supported, who are there for day services. It was fun. There was laughter. There was high energy. The people who volunteered with that come from, it's a service club. They came from a lot of different businesses. And the smiles on their faces and the photo ops, and it's just, who doesn't like to get together with friends or meet new people and have some fun?
Right.
And so it's are things like that. Or it's coming in to play games. Or it's coming in to help people learn a new skill, do crafts. We have a director of, or I'm sorry, a support and education manager who brings in different groups like the Better Business Bureau about fraud protection. Because online is so important for people. It's important for all of us. But to not get scammed when you're trying to interact online. So we provide a lot of education, employment, volunteer, and recreational opportunities for people. And to come and be a part of that as a volunteer, if you can spend an hour, we have a volunteer that comes in since he's retired every single week. So it really is, you know, we have people that will help you engage.
That's wonderful. And then maybe some nursing opportunities down the road? Do you need more nurses, maybe?
Look, there is a national nursing shortage, so everybody needs nurses. And we are always looking for people to come and join our, you know, we don't have any full-time openings right now, but keep us in mind if you're ever looking. It is a job that is so rewarding. And once nurses get into it, I always say if we can just get them through the door, we can keep them because they will find the reward in it. They will love it and not want to leave the job. We just have to get them there. And so as long as we keep nurses coming through the door, there's also, we work together with South Dakota to provide scholarships to nurses. And we've been doing that for the last few years, and that's really helped with our nursing team. And so if you're looking for, you want to be a nurse and maybe you're thinking about a scholarship, that another opportunity is the Build Dakota Scholarship. And we have supported nurses with that as well.
Heidi, do you need anything since we're going around the room to see what anybody needs?
Oh, you know, we're always building our teams with staff, and we have a wonderful staff at this time, but there are positions that open up. So we have an entry-level position called a direct support professional, and we usually have a few of those positions open with varying schedules where you just get to go do life with people and do fun things and help people do their regular daily activities. And right now I'm actually hiring for a new residential manager. So we had somebody just move around within our own organization a little bit. And so I do have a residential manager opening that I am currently recruiting for. So if you have some great experience in this field and you like people and managing people, I'd love to talk to you.
Living your best life, that's what it's all about. With Dakota Abilities embarking on new adventures, Shelly Johnson, Heidi Loaf, and Marty Jolly. Anything else you ladies like to add before we wrap it up?
Just say thank you for the opportunity to come and talk about Dakota Abilities today. So we work for a wonderful organization, and we're just thankful that we had the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. And for anyone that wants more information about Dakota Abilities, the projects, and, you know, information to volunteer, what's a website or phone number to call?
DakotaAbilities.org. So it's Dakota Abilities with one A, not Dakota Ability. So DakotaAbilities.org, 334-4220. We have just, I think, you know, Heidi and Marty have talked about it. The genuine friendships, authenticity, I really, in the time that I've been there, have just witnessed so many just wonderful things, and I think that comes from our employees, the respect and the authenticity, and also our volunteers are such a key part of that as well. So come and see what we're about. We love to give tours. We love to have people engage, and the people that we support love to meet new friends.
Wonderful. Dakota Abilities, Shelly Johnson, Heidi Loaf, and Marty Jolly. Thank you, ladies, again for coming here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's the greatest person you've ever met? Well, that's an unfair question, because unless I define greatness, how do you know if they're great? Are we talking about moral greatness, intellectual greatness, athletic greatness, musical greatness? Jesus defined greatness in a different way. I'm Pastor Jeff Wheeler from Central Church in Sioux Falls. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be great among you must be the servant of all." Greatness in the world is measured by three things: position, power, and prestige. Jesus said none of those things matter in his kingdom. You may find yourself in an influential position, power, or wealth. And if God puts you there, that's okay. But from God's perspective, that's not greatness. Unless you use your power, position, and wealth to make others great. Now that's true greatness. So what kind of greatness are you pursuing? Worldly greatness or greatness in the eyes of God?
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. A special thank you to Shelly Johnson, Director of Development, Heidi Loaf, Director of Residential Services, and Marty Jolly, Director of Nursing, all from Dakota Abilities, for telling us more about the organization and the upcoming projects. For those who are new to the Sioux Empire, Dakota Abilities is a nonprofit 501c3 organization based here in Sioux Falls. They support adults with disabilities from all over South Dakota with accessible housing, employment, day services, physical rehabilitation services, and access to 24/7 nursing care. These supports ensure the health, safety, and welfare of each individual as they work to create a more inclusive and connected world for everyone. Through advocacy and education, Dakota Abilities are proud to play a role in championing inclusive communities that include people of all abilities. If you want to know more about the upcoming projects with Dakota Abilities or how you can volunteer, visit DakotaAbilities.org. You can also reach them over the phone at 605-334-4220. Once again, thank you to Shelly Johnson, Heidi Loaf, and Marty Jolly from Dakota Abilities for joining us this morning. Please join us again next week for another edition where we will be sitting down with The Banquet, celebrating 40 years here in the Sioux Empire.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.